Jesus. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Now this is General Galen Shaw, and that, God, listen to that garbage, will you? Thank you for starting the Phil Henry Show with garbage.
Now, you that's Drowning Pool, that's pretty good. You ever heard that band?
Why would you think I've heard that band?
Well, let me just finish. This is Margaret Gray, that's General Galen Shaw. That's
Bud Dickman.
I'm sorry, but it's Bud Dickman, and that's Robert Leonard.
Yeah, it's Phil Henry.
Yeah, it's Drowning Pool. It's a pretty popular song.
Oh, it's a pretty popular song.
And what you do is you start the program off with the guard. Look at that. There's John McEnroe. Watching the Clippers and the Knicks. Yeah, John McEnroe courtside, and somebody's got a...
Why are these... Is that man injured?
No, a lot of times they'll just stretch at the side court on the court side.
Yeah, on the court side.
You mean on the sidelines? Is that what you guys are trying to say?
Yeah.
Not really basketball fans.
Yeah.
All right, well, neither am I, but we got the game on. There's Carmelo Anthony, and there's all kinds of talk about him going to Cleveland. Anyway,
Phil, I'm not that interested in basketball, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, you know what? Anything to get out of my head, the sound of the garbage.
Well, you know, it's a song. I like the different songs we play on the show because it gives a different feel. And that. What am I talking about, man? I want to explain this stuff.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Well, there's a good one.
Hey, we have Ted Bell with us today on the show, and we're going to talk about rabbit. Do you, any of you guys eat rabbit?
My God.
Well, I don't eat rabbit.
Well, Ted serves rabbit, and Emery Clayton, Professor Emery Clayton, eats at Ted's of Beverly Hills on occasion. He's going to be on with us to talk about the big political, the social, and the weird trip that he has to go through to eat rabbit, you know.
Well, why would anybody want to... People, they don't like anybody... I wouldn't like a guy eating rabbit.
Yeah, gotta have a guy eating rabbit?
No, I wouldn't like that.
All right, you wouldn't like it, but some people do eat rabbit.
Well, I think people should have the right to eat rabbit, but by the same token, Emery Clayton throwing it up in people's faces, is that what he's doing?
What do you mean throwing it up?
Oh, my God!
Not throwing it up, you mean throwing...
Throwing the idea of eat... Boy, you've got a mind on you, bud. Everything I say, you turn into either vomit, fecal matter...
Yeah.
So Emery Clayton is going to talk to us about eating rabbit, yeah. And Ted Bell actually has it on the menu. I didn't know this, but he does.
What's the dish?
I don't know. It's some form of rabbit. We'll talk with him about that. We also have with us Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the lack of celebration for the New England Patriots outside of New England. The Citizens Auxiliary Police were the west side of L.A., I think, at some different bars and eateries, and we're getting people to be a little bit more animate in their celebrating.
Are you kidding?
No, not at all. There's also an official proclamation from the Citizens Auxiliary Police that the Atlanta Falcons are about the worst football team.
Now, what do you mean an official? What is this guy trying to...
Apparently, Jay and the Citizens Auxiliary Police are going out there and getting people to jump up and down and celebrate because nobody gave a damn about the Patriots winning the Super Bowl other than people that live in New England.
Man, what are you talking about, man? My uncle liked it. Well, not that much. He didn't really care.
What about you?
I didn't care.
No, I don't care. Well, I don't, you know, I watched there was a good football game. I could give a sweet damn.
Same here.
Frank watches football, though.
Yes, but Frank was more or less noncommittal. He likes New England, but they've won an awful lot of those
Super Bowl.
Yes, the Super Bowl. So Frank said to me, and I quote, I've seen Bill Belichick, I've seen her win lots of Super Bowls, and Tom Brady too. She's good.
Yeah.
She's good, but she's won enough of her Super Bowls.
Just goes on like that.
Yes.
That's the gender-confused Frank Gray, folks. That's what we're talking about there. All right, in the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we have got a bunch of stuff coming up on the show. This week, of course, we have our...
Got the backstage pass, or you got the backstage pass chat.
Backstage pass chat at 9 o'clock. Phil Let's Henry go over show to traffic. The traffic now with Bob Bakian.
Hey, Phil, with the Burton Freeway right now, if you're on the sideline, we're going to redeem the until 2 o'clock this afternoon. I think I mentioned that yesterday at 20. I'll make sure that Wally is there. The Wally. And we've got to the Skyboy Drive.
I've got the walkie eye and the half sham and the half sham, the half sham in. Well, maybe I have a ham sandwich too, okay, so I'm sure of that.
I have dinner too.
I think I'll just have dinner, so I'm going to have my grandmother.
Let's go down to Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Dam, but
can I go with that one though?
Yeah, we're about to see.
Well, so I'll go there with that. I'll go with two for the ice by Johnny Mano. No, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that.
Bob Baker with 9 pounds of swinging meat.
I'm going to go with that.
You're a dead baby. Let me just straighten out my slack. Anybody got a cell phone that works?
Rick's Computers has the new, brand spanking new Intel computer, the widescreen. Rick's Computers also has the super new iPhones, and Rick's Computers has the latest in Droid technology. Rick's Computers. This is the place where the future begins.
I went to the crossroads.
Watch the beautiful sunrise over the lagoons of Chowdertown. Enjoy windsurfing, skiing, and all of the latest aquatic toys at Fung's. Fung's on the Lake. Fung's on the Lake has opened now for select couples to enjoy themselves windsurfing, channeling, eyeballing out at Fung's on the Lake. And join us for dinner at Fung's on the Lake. We have the rice piche and, of course, duck sauvignon. Fung's on the Lake. You can't beat it. What country am I from?
China?
Wrong.
When it's hard for where you going and a part of you that know
yeah.
You don't give a
world famous Phil Henry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Was a rock we had.
All right, that's who is that?
Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah, you ever heard Earl Sweatshirt?
What is the guy's name again?
Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl Sweatshirt. Why don't I just call myself? I don't know. I'll call myself Galen Underwear.
I like those cats. They are, but you know, they've been around, haven't they?
Yeah,
I guess. All right, it's time now for our main man.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
And all right, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Hey, listen, we got Professor Emery Clayton tonight, Phil, right?
That's right.
And he's going to be talking with us about his favorite dish on the Ted's menu, which is our rabbit dish. It's rabbit larb. Wait till you have this.
What is it, Ted? What is it called again?
It's called rabbit larb, and I got the menu to this. Let me tell you something about this. This is a very delicious. I haven't had it. I wouldn't touch rabbit with your mouth, Phil, to be perfectly honest with you. But I will tell you that this is something that.
Well, that's not really selling it, is it?
What do you mean?
You wouldn't touch it with my mouth.
Well, what I'm saying is that I would not. It's not my cup of tea, but we have it on the menu because there are some people who enjoy rabbit. It is a...
Ted, I don't want to hear about it, all right? I'm not in the mood to hear about this.
Well, Ted, that's very politically incorrect, serving rabbit.
Oh, is that right? Listen to these guys, will you?
All right, so we're gonna talk with Ted Bell tonight about serving rabbit, and why?
Well, as it turns out, I had it on the menu for a very, very brief time a couple of years ago. And then I got a call from Professor Clayton. I had from time to time calls from people saying, hey, do you have rabbit on the menu? And I said, well, I have jackrabbit larb. And they said, is that the lettuce wrap? And I said, yes, it is. So, you know, people know their rabbit. You serve it also with shallots and long beans. It's minced, it's spicy, it's crispy. And I got to tell you...
It's something else. I know a lot of people that like rabbit, but as far as I'm concerned...
Just it's too friendly and furry an animal.
Well, you know, I agree with you.
All right, we got Emery Clayton with us here from L.A. Canyon College, just on the other phone line. Hey, Emery, it's Phil Henry. How are you?
Good, Phil. Hey, Ted. Yo, you have, I heard you say you had jackrabbit larb. It just happens to be one of my favorites because that is jackrabbit. Not that I don't eat bunny rabbit, what you call a smaller rabbit.
Yeah, that's just kind of, this is hare, jackrabbit, and then we have the...
Right, but before we do anything, I probably ought to explain, because I was listening to some of this, why I like rabbit and why I have no problem eating rabbit. And this will sound kind of crazy to you. But,
Well, I figured it'd have to be crazy if you'd like to eat rabbit.
Well, all right. That's fair enough. But if this sounds crazy to you, just understand. When I was a young man, and I fell in love for the very first time, and I fell in love with a beautiful young lady who was a classmate of mine when I was going to school back east. Now, I fell in love with a beautiful young woman. She went on to become do research in New York City for a variety of different companies. But I loved her, and she and I were going to be married, but she, for some reason, and I'm not exactly sure I understand why, she got a pet rabbit. And this rabbit, I asked her about it. I said, how come you have a rabbit? She said, I always wanted a rabbit. And she had got this rabbit from a friend of hers that had an extra rabbit or something. Now, this is a young lady that I was going to marry. She was the love of my life. And she winds up spending all her time with a bunny rabbit.
Now, is this why you got a problem with rabbits?
You say I got a problem with rabbits. It's not like I've just got some psychological problem, you know. I have...
Well, you don't like rabbits because this girl spent more time with a rabbit.
Yes, she spent more time with a rabbit. This was a woman that I loved. Understand that I found a perfect woman for me. She was beautiful. She was intelligent. She was educated. I wanted to live back east. I didn't want to live in California. I come from California. I sure as hell didn't want to come back here. I went back east to go to school because I didn't want to see this place again. All right? For very private, personal reasons.
Yeah, what are those?
I said they're private.
Hey, bud, they're private, personal reasons.
Oh. So, if you want to know, I can tell you. And it has to do with rabbits. So I told this lady...
It has to do with rabbits?
That's right, yeah. Because my mother and my grandmother farmed these damn things. So this is very deep-seated.
Well, this goes back to your childhood. This is just this girl.
Yeah, well, the girl I loved. I loved her, and I wanted to marry her. Now she gets a bunny rabbit, and then this is from my mother and my grandmother raising rabbits.
And why were they raising rabbits?
For food. And I refused to eat it because I used to like bunny rabbits. But when this one rabbit, just this one, came between me and this young lady,
we got your table for you.
All right, I'm still, hold on for a minute. I'm still on the phone here, talking with Phil. When this rabbit came between me and this young lady, I said, from now on, at least once a week, I'm having a meal of rabbit. I'll eat rabbit.
Oh, that sounds asinine.
I'm telling you right now, I'll eat rabbit and enjoy it from now until the end of time.
Well, we got this is Jack Rabbit Larb.
Look at that. That's beautiful. And is that, look at that. That's minced. It has to be minced in just such a perfect way.
We did it according to your specifications here.
All right, I'm going to come on in here, Phil, and sit down.
Are you with anybody tonight?
No, I'm by myself because my wife is off with her relatives in San Diego. But
now, how does your wife feel about you talking this way about rabbit and why you don't like rabbit?
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. I told her the story. I told her the story is almost a confessional one, and I said, thank you very much.
And what do you want to drink?
I'll take, one of those California beers. I don't know.
Anchor Steam?
Yeah, I'll take an Anchor Steam.
What are you drinking an Anchor Steam for?
Because I like to drink Anchor Steam. Why?
Well, it's a San Francisco beer. But it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm drinking. I like it. So I told my wife, I said, I had a young lady I was in love with. She knew about her. And I said, and the reason why is because she loved rabbit. And that rabbit came between me and her. So every time I'm in a restaurant, it's...
So you get some sort of a vicarious thrill out of eating rabbit because it's like you're taking it out on the rabbit that came between you and your young lady.
Yeah, in so many words, right.
Wow, that's so many words. That's a lot of words. All right, we're talking with Emery Cleary. This is the dumbest conversation I think I've had with anybody.
Well, then why the hell are you talking to me about it, Phil? Ted said that he had rabbit on the menu. I said, I'm coming in.
Yeah, and then Ted called us and said, do you want to do a segment on rabbit?
Yeah, because I thought it would be interesting. Look, this is what paid commercial time. If I got it on the menu, I might as well, I might as well promote it because we don't sell a lot of this. Let me just tell you that right now. We don't sell a lot of it.
When did it go back on your menu?
I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago, we put it back on the menu, Chef Carl.
We put the rabbit back on the menu, Flo, about 2 or 3 years ago. We tried to get a lot of Europeans coming in. They like...
I got it. Can I use your towel to wipe the phone off?
That's right.
And so, ever since then, we've had it. We don't get a big demand for it.
Yeah.
And we just say, here you go. And the rabbit is being served.
This is in a beautiful lettuce wrap, Phil, mixed with shallots. I just mentioned shallots and long beans. And there's a little bit of acidic kick of lemon pepper on it, too. Yeah. And when I eat this rabbit, I think of the rabbit that Doreen had all these years ago that she used to play with, and it was fluffy, and it jumped up and down, And I said, at that time, I made a solemn vow to myself, I'm going to get my hands on a rabbit, and you won't like the things I do to it.
God damn it!
Sounds a little pathological.
Yeah!
Well, don't you, you ever want to talk to a doctor about it?
Talk to a doctor about what, the rabbit? I think the rabbit ought to talk to a doctor about what it's going to do. All right, so
we're talking to Emery Clayton, who's eating jackrabbit larb at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Have some sour cream. Here you go.
Ah, yes. See, there's sour cream. It's paired with a beautiful golden rice and sour cream sauce. It tastes like, as you mentioned, Phil, an elevated version, or Ted did, of your Eastern European grandmother's gravy. Look at that.
Yeah. All right, well, have fun, because so that is our jackrabbit larb. We serve it here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Anybody else hate the guts out of rabbits?
If you hate a rabbit, let me
give you the phone.
What is this?
I'm sorry, it's got chidilia slobber.
Shit. If you hate the guts out of a rabbit, and there's a rabbit that caused you pain, come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and he'll serve you.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know what's so funny, but you're going to have a lot of kids angry at you.
Ask me if I care. I teach at a college. I don't teach kids.
All right, there is Emery Clayton and Ted. Always interesting to know you have these things on the menu.
Oh, well, you never know. You dust it off. You never know who's going to come in and enjoy your jackrabbit larb.
Now, are you going to keep that on the menu for much longer?
Well, you know, like I said, there's not a lot of demand for it, and you certainly have to sort of keep the ingredients laying around the kitchen. It depends, you know. Maybe we'll try it to the end of the spring and see what happens.
I'll come in again for it.
You will?
Yeah. As long as you got it on the menu, I'll come in. I'll eat all the rabbit you've got.
Hey, Emery, you know, it's curious to me that the whole reason why you like to eat rabbit is because you've got a personal problem with one rabbit that got between you and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, what Phil is saying is something we're all sort of thinking. Don't you find that in yourself? Don't you find that odd?
So don't you think it's extreme?
Why is that extreme? If I lost...
Because you're taking out your anger on the breakup of your relationship on a rabbit, any rabbit.
Because it was a rabbit. Let me say this. It was a rabbit. This girl, I was going to marry this girl, and all of a sudden she couldn't be bothered. It was a Friday night in with the rabbit.
Well, wait a minute. How much time was she spending with this rabbit?
It wasn't so much she was spending a lot of time with the rabbit. Can I get more? Hold on, Phil. Can I get more lemon pepper? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I want to put on the rabbit. Ask me what I want it for. What business is it yours?
Hold on, I'll handle this. Hey, Jerry, you don't ask the customers why they want stuff. I'm terribly sorry, Professor.
Fine. Get a load of this. There's a waiter here at Ted's. He's asking me why I want lemon pepper. I said, it's none of your... She had this rabbit, and I said to her, what's with the rabbit? She said, it's just a pet. I said, I can't do that, because she was giving her all this love and affection.
Had she withdrawn her love and affection from you?
That's neither here nor there.
Yes, it is. That's very important.
Well, no, maybe she hadn't withdrawn her love. I didn't like the rabbit. I didn't like it beating my time.
What do you mean the rabbit was beating your time? This is it's a rabbit. It doesn't know that it's coming between a man and a woman.
Oh, really? Let me ask you something. Would you come in? Have you ever encountered a rabbit? Have you ever actually sat down and been in a rabbit space?
No, I have not.
All right. You sit there, and the first thing a rabbit does is stares at you. And the thing about a rabbit, the eyes are on both sides, on either side of the head. So you don't know if it's looking straight ahead, sideways. But it'll sit there real quiet looking at you, and its nose is twitching. And you swear to God, I said, if you keep looking at me. And that's when she got angry at me.
And so she got angry at you, and that's why this thing ended, I have a feeling.
Well, I was going to walk out anyway.
Yeah, but she got mad, and she split out.
What do you mean she split out? Hey, more lemon pepper, man.
Hey, what's with you, Jerry? Get the more... You got it.
Yeah, please, don't grab my phone.
You were grabbing mine.
Not the slobber phone. Anyway, Phil, so that's what she was doing. And she was telling me it's my imagination. I said, well, you're spending time with a rabbit.
So what we have here, folks, is Professor Emery Clayton, who enjoys eating rabbit, not necessarily because he likes the taste of it.
No, wait, don't talk over my head to the audience, Phil.
No, I have to bring the audience up to speed. He enjoys the taste of rabbit, not so much... He enjoys rabbit not because of the taste. He enjoys rabbit because it's his revenge on rabbits, because one got between him and his girlfriend, and it really didn't. It was the fact that he just got jealous of the fact that she had a pet rabbit.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, I'm a mental case, right?
No, it sounds like you have an emotional problem.
I got an emotional problem. You're telling me that I'm crazy.
It sounds not crazy, but it does sound neurotic. That you're putting all of this off on the rabbit, and in point of fact, it was you that got upset with the rabbit.
It was me that got upset with the rabbit. Man, I cannot feature that. I walk in, and I say, okay, it's time to go to the movie. And she said, 1 minute. And she's laying newspaper down in this rabbit's cage. She didn't even kiss me yet. She hasn't even done anything. She's laying newspaper down in a rabbit's cage. She's putting all the pellets and the stuff that rabbits eat. You ever see what a rabbit eats? Anyway.
Yeah, little green pellets of stuff.
Yeah, it goes in and looks the same way coming out, except it's black.
All right, so then what?
Then she's, and I said, if you want to fool around with a rabbit, wow. And I said, that's a little, so I walked out of there. The next night I come back, she still has the rabbit.
It sounds to me like you are a guy that demands the attention of his woman, and the rabbit.
The rabbit didn't figure in your plans, and it sounds like you, all these years later, Emery, you have got a real problem.
Emery, what we're asking you...
No, I don't have a real problem. You're telling me I'm nuts because I'm coming here to Ted's of Beverly Hills and having myself jackrabbit love. Is that it?
Not because you're having that rabbit necessarily, but because of the reason why you're having the rabbit.
I resent a rabbit. Oh, man.
What's going on?
These people that I'm talking to.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, they're saying that my resentment toward the rabbit is nuts because the rabbit didn't do anything and told me...
What are you saying? He's hung up? I understand this, okay? I remember when I first started dating Marcy. She had a cat, she had a dog, all kinds of stuff, stuffed toys. And I got so angry one night, I grabbed all of her, she had these stuffed dolls, right?
Yeah.
I grabbed them all, and I took a knife to all of them, okay? You know, you got to understand something.
You took a knife to your wife's stuffed dolls?
Yes. Oh, is that crazy, too? What's saying now? He says I'm crazy because I knifed up Marcy's dolls.
You know, both of you guys need psychiatrists.
Hey. The day I go to a psychiatrist because I happen to like to knife into a rabbit when it...
There is Ted Bell and...
Yeah, I played a commercial.
Oh, crap. Yeah, all right. Ted Bell and Professor Emery Clayton here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to be right back. We have Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police to be coming on. Is Ted there?
Yeah, Ted. Yeah, got to do the commercial. Yeah.
Okay, so I got Phil Hendry hung up on me, even though I'm paying for the airtime. I want that to be known. Number two, when I say I knifed up Marcy's stuffed dolls, she was 26 at the time. Why does she have stuffed dolls? Oh, and another thing, I want to say one thing. The last time...
So there they are, Ted Bell and...
Well, you hung up on Emery Clayton.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, look at you, Margaret. Oh, you hung up on Emery Clayton.
Well, he was in the middle of saying something, Phil.
Well, he can just, you know, continue saying it. He's just not going to say it on my show. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Couldn't be.
From the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Innocence, I robbed you, it's my fingers that got stuck up. Tortured, not give up.
When you stink, what's the first thing you say?
Ah, jeez.
That's why we sell you Ah, Jeez Cologne and Antiperspirant. Ah, Jeez Cologne and Antiperspirant go on like this. You'll notice, as you roll it into the pit, all of the vapors and the stench that comes off your pit dissipates. The next thing you know, it's Clover. Ah, Geez, Antiperspirant, and Cologne. Available at your drugstore or anywhere that they sell stuff that smells good.
Ah, Geez.
Try some of mine. Ah, Geez Cologne. Get it, wear it, be thankful for it. Ah, Geez Cologne, available at Bickens, downtown. The future is now at Wentworth Institute, teaching you nuclear science, jet piloting, and the latest in technocracies. Computer science. And computer technologies, analyzing demographics, climate change. The future is yours. Get out of the way. Here comes Wentworth Institute, teaching you tools for the 21st and 22nd centuries. Wentworth Institute, 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 Institute.
Feel tired.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here. This is General Galen Shaw. Like
and I'm Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And here again is Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome back on the program here tonight. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Haven't talked with Jay, but very interesting goings-ons around the country, I guess you could say. And that was that we have, you know, first of all, a Super Bowl that was played, and that's all well and good, but the Super Bowl was played, and you had, you know, a lot of partying on behalf of the New England Patriots. You also had a lot of partying on behalf of the Atlanta Falcons. I guess they lost, so there wasn't that much partying. But here's the thing that I think is interesting, Jay. It was almost like there was, I don't know, divided camps politically?
Right, so, you know, it kind of blew me away, too, when I first saw it, and I wasn't quite sure. I talked to a couple of people out here at the patio out here on west side of Los Angeles right now, and this was a couple nights ago, as you know, but some of the celebration continues for the New England Patriots, but not that much. And I asked some people, and they said, well, I really want to have the Atlanta Falcons win. And I said, why? So I just do. And I thought it was very muted. So we have gone table to table. I've had Sub-Commander Wentworth over here, Sub-Commander Loudonmilk, and Sub-Commander Dubecki to ask people, why are you not celebrating? Here's a lady here. Why are you not celebrating? And is that because you're an Atlanta Falcon?
I'm not an Atlanta Falcon. I don't want to celebrate the Patriots.
And why is that?
It's better for your business.
I'll tell you what, Donald Trump. You don't want to celebrate New England Patriots because of Donald Trump. See, that's a lot of people think that Donald Trump is his favorite team, the New England Patriots.
Well, I read somewhere where that's true.
Well, he's friends with Brady.
Oh, yeah, I heard that too. Is that because he's friends with Brady?
What?
Is that because he's friends with Brady?
I don't want to answer anymore.
All right, a lot of people are... So I have to tell these people, and I just want to... Can I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen? Can I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen? Hold on, Phil.
Well, Jay, why don't you talk to me?
Wait. May I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen? May I have your attention? I know they're not. May I have your attention? May I have your attention? Are you... All right, well, I'll just say it. While you, I know... are sorry that the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl. Are you listening to me over there in the corner? Hey, look, why don't you shut up, baby?
Why don't you shut up, man?
All right, we got a situation. I got to go out in the street right now, Phil.
Yeah, get out of there, man. Don't get your ass kicked.
Look, at Santos, your job is not to antagonize people.
I know my job very well, General. You don't have to worry about me. What we'll do is just get out for just a... Try to get some air. I'm trying to move out the door. Would you get out of my way? Thank you. All I'm trying to do is get the hell out of this. Yeah, thank you. I'm coming back in. Don't worry about that. Huh? I'm coming back in. Don't worry about it. Because that's what I'm going to do. God, I can't believe these guys, man. It's just, here's the guys telling me that, well, you know, you're not going to be able to come back.
Well, what is the purpose of tonight's exercise?
Yes.
The purpose of tonight's exercise is for us to go into the patio here and ask, is to find out why people are not celebrating a Super Bowl.
Well, who cares, man? But
why is that your business?
It's my business from this standpoint of knowing whether or not people are having the proper reaction to something. If people are having an improper reaction to something, Phil, then there's something going on, and I got to know what's going on. You understand?
Yeah, no, but I understand what you're trying to say. I don't understand why that's any of your business.
Because it could pose a hazard, a safety hazard, or a criminal hazard or something like that if I don't know what's going on.
Would you mind saying what's going on a little bit better than...
What's going on? What's going on?
Thank you. Now, all right, so how's that any of your business?
As I said, Robert, boy, I don't stutter.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't make any sense.
If the people are not out and celebrating a Super Bowl in the proper way, then there's something else going on in their heads. You know what? I'm not going to talk about this bull crap. I mean, all right. Could you mind if get away from the door? Would you mind get away from the door? Hey, can I have your attention, please? Can I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
Now he's going to pay attention to you.
Would you mind telling him to shut up?
No, I won't.
Hey, don't tell anybody to shut up, all right? Santos, just do what you got to do.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? All right, you know, are you the owner of the bar? When I come back in here, I want these people paying attention. I want to throw this place in the street.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You going to get out of my way? You want to get out of my way? Because I'm going out in the street. Man, I tell you, if you hear me say anything, Phil, like, you know, I need assistance. If I need assistance, I would like you to call a...
Jay, I'm not getting in the middle of that at all.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. So if myself and my sub-commanders are in trouble...
You're not in any trouble. You're in there trying to bother people, asking them why they're not going to celebrate the New England Patriots.
Because of the fact they won a Super Bowl? You don't have to ask weird.
First of all, you're in L.A. How many Patriot fans are in L.A.?
There's plenty. There's all kinds of football fans in L.A. L.A. is a transient city, okay? That means there's a lot of different people.
I know what it means.
All right. So that means a lot of different football fans. And I'm out here trying to get New England Patriots. Hi. Can I talk to you for a minute? You're in there. Why aren't you partying with the Patriots? Let's do this shit. There goes another guy, you know.
I'm hearing people being really rude to you, and I don't blame them.
Well, all right, let's go back in. All right. We're moving back in, Phil. We're moving back in. I want everybody's attention here. What's your name?
Fuck you.
Let's go back out of here. Hold on for a minute. it's almost funny, Phil. You know?
What are you going in and out of the place for?
I want to get people's attention. I got Sub-Commander Brown, Sub-Commander Dudecky, and Sub-Commander Flounder here. I know, listen, I want you guys to keep a tight formation. This is how we do this, Phil. I want to know why people are not celebrating the Super Bowl and a winner and everything like that.
You're in the wrong town. People are watching the game. First of all, it's 3 days after the game.
I know that, but I haven't seen any proper celebration. I've been monitoring this bar now for 3 days. I haven't seen any proper celebration come out of it. What's going on?
Maybe you're in an Atlanta Falcon bar. Did you think of that?
Well, I just want to find out. And now he's going to tell me. All right, I want tight formation.
You know something, Santos? You sound like some kind of a real clown with the tight formation. Yeah, I'll bet you want a tight formation.
You can make all the jokes you want about my sexual orientation. Doesn't matter. All right, ready? Let's move in now. All right, we're moving through the door now, Phil. Moving through the door now. All right, everybody, I want all of you clowns. Hey, you. All you clowns. I just moved through the door, didn't I? Fuck this. Come on, let's move out. Move out. Come on. When I say move out, move it out right now. All right. All right, we're reconvening in the parking lot. Are you laughing at me? Just out of curiosity.
No, not at all. But you know, this reminds me.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This reminds me, Jay, of when there were those escaped convicts in New York State, and you were playing grab ass in the parking lot up there. Remember that?
Okay, you know, Mr. Henry.
Do you remember that?
No, that's what they're playing, grab ass, and you missed them.
Yeah, this is not an opportunity for you and all of your people to jump all over Jay Santos and Citizens Auxiliary Police and make us look like just a bunch of two-bit turds. Okay? I'm here because I care about the safety of our community.
This has got nothing to do with the safety of your community. This has to do with whether or not there's people partying and jumping up and down and celebrating so you're comfortable with the way people are acting. You're not even in a New England Patriot town, let alone the right bar. It's probably a Falcon bar. Maybe it's a damn Ram bar or Charger bar.
Yeah, right, a Ram bar. You hear that? Mr. Henry, we're going back in. I'm going to prove my point to you. All right, let's form up.
Well, you're putting them in a tight formation again, huh?
Form up, man. All right, here we go. We're moving in. All right, I want your attention. I want everyone's attention now. Okay, I'm not fucking around anymore. You, all you, sit down. You, sit down. See, the guy sat down, and then he got up again. You, I want you to sit down.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm taking people by the... You, sit down. He did sit down. No, look at that. He got up and walked.
So you're getting them to sit down?
We are getting them to sit down, but they're not staying seated down.
I mean, they're not staying seated down.
They're not. All right, you, sit down, please. Thank you. All of you at that table, sit down. All right, you see the whole table, they got up again. All right, let's move tight formation, okay? Move. Just get in a tight formation here. Let's move on out. Move on out.
You know, it sounds to me like you're in the middle of a circle jerk there, man, and I don't want to intrude.
A circle jerk? Do you hear that? Boy.
I'm sorry, but I would rather not intrude.
Yeah, you know, sounds like you guys are having a ball.
I'm trying to get a proper reaction.
Jay, your view of the human race and what is required to be a part of the human race and what is legal behavior, what is extra-legal behavior, what is fun and what isn't fun, your view is in complete contra... It completely is opposite of what the normal human being's view is. Do you understand?
Would you mind repeating that? Because
no, I'm not going to repeat that.
You heard her, man. You heard what she said.
Look, Santos, before you get your ass beat half to death, I suggest you clear the area.
Oh, is that what you think it is? Well, I can tell you right now, now I'm going to prove it to you. All right, tight formation.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
All right, I'm going to prove it to you. Watch. All right, tight formation. Let's move in. Yeah, I'm back. What do I want? I want the people in this place to sit down because I got an announcement to make. What's that? All right, I'll make it to you. This is the owner of the bar. His name is Jersey. Is that right? He wants me to... What I'm going to say to him is, how come you people are not celebrating the Super Bowl? How come there's no New England Patriot fans? And if they, and then I would tell them to get up and start jumping up and down and dancing around. Huh? All right, he's going to do it for me.
Hey!
Is that it? Oh, my God.
Well, what was he going
to
do?
He was going to get him to shut up. You people want to shut up so I can make an announcement? My name is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I have auxiliary police authority in the sector, No. Do people want to shut up? If you shut your mouths and shut your fucking... I'm sorry. All right, move out. Come on. Tight formation. Let's move out. Move out. God.
You know, you are going to get your ass beat.
I know. All right, what do you guys want to do? You know what? There's a Taco Bell. I want to get a Burrito Supreme. We'll come back. Hold on for a minute. All right. I want you people to party. All right, let's move in again. Move in. Hey, you people, we're leaving now to go across to a Taco Bell. We're going to a Taco Bell. We're going to a... Move out. Tight formation. Move. I said to move the... All right, so we're going to monitor a situation, Mr. Henry.
That was the dumbest. I've heard you do a lot of dumb stuff, a lot of dumb operations, you know.
Was that one of your operations?
I can tell you this, General. I've not been in the military, but I've been a head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police for almost 20 years. And I've seen a lot of douchebags in my day. But that bar in there is loaded down with them. I got to tell you something right now. You're acting like a douchebag.
There he is.
Wait a minute. Why'd you cut him off?
We don't need to hear any more from him.
He was about to call me a douchebag.
Well, yes, he was.
All right. So that's Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't know what you want from me. I will tell you that the West Side is generally where a lot of great sports bars are.
Yeah, a lot of people out there, but they got a party like for the Lakers and the Kings.
That's the West Side is Laker country.
That's Laker country. I think they like both the Lakers and the Clippers out there.
They're not the Lakers, though.
Yeah, they're not going to root for the New England Patriots.
I don't know where the New England Patriot bar is in L.A., but I damn sure know there's got to be at least two, if not more, in Well, there's probably tons of them, right?
Well, I would think that there's, for every team in the NFL, they've got at least one sports bar.
Yes, but are there two or three?
I bet you some teams do. I know the Steelers had about three or four different bars out here. Buffalo Bills have like two or three bars out here. You know, you'd be surprised. In fact, there's a club out here. There's the Southern California Everton Club. And they root for that soccer team.
All right, I want to hear about those clowns, all right, Phil?
Well, they do. I mean, I was just going to tell you that's what they do. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue-in-cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk, so say
yeah.
The fucking wheel, I'm going to sleep in the front.
Hi, my name is Mavis Leonard. I know a lot of you have heard me on the Phil Henry Show, and you can hear even more of me if you get a backstage pass. With a backstage pass, you can go back in time and listen to the great Mavis Leonard appearances and shows that have been on the Phil Henry Show all the years that have been there. So be sure and get your backstage pass, and that's to the Phil Henry Show, his website, and all the associated marvelous things that he has there for you. If you have any other kind of backstage pass, I don't want to know you, man. No way.
The backstage pass. Get one at philhenryshow.com. Get two. Get one for a month and get one for a year. Or get 2-year passes. Get 2-month passes and 1-year pass. Get a pass or pass at philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
The Richter Funeral Home, where you can bring your loved one and set your cares at ease. Richter Funeral Home has been serving the families of Southern California for 27 years. Only the most sensitive services, only the most sensitive care paid to your loved one at Richter Funeral Homes. When you lay your loved one to rest under the beautiful trees and the starry sky, and you want that moment to linger, the solemn moment at Richter Funeral Homes. Richter Funeral Homes.
For never standing by you or being by your side.
World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. So that wraps it up for today.
You're off to the doctor, right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, Mr. Henry, it sounds serious.
It ain't serious. I'm just going off to the doctor for a little checkup. We'll see you guys again tomorrow, of course. We have our Backstage Pass chat on Friday night. And of course, we have the Saturday Cinema coming up on Saturday. Everything's back, man. Our last night at the Hollywood Improv was last Friday night. We'll let you know more about our forthcoming shows at the UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade, starting in March. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, y'all.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm General Caleb Shaw.
And I'm Phil Hendry.
And I'm Margaret Gray.
Knock it off, okay?
I'm trying to have a couple of laughs. Get this...